So, welcome back to Can You Please Pass the Turkey? Because we were talking about Thanksgiving. There was just so much information and so much disinformation, and we had to entangle and detangle and repuzzle everything that we had to do a session number two. So, welcome to the second episode.
It's an arrow.
So we talked about Thanksgiving and the myth, and then we talked about what the reality and what actually happened, you know, a little bit before and a little bit after and during Thanksgiving. Now we want to talk about the National Day of Mourning. So every year since, before we say that, so as you would have guessed, the Native Americans kind of have a problem with, you know, the general population talking about the Thanksgiving myth and making it sound like everything was, you know, happy-go-lucky and, you know, everybody was, you know, I don't know, everybody was Thanksgiving and giving thanks and stuff, and there was no war going on and there was no problems and there was no chaos and no destruction and no death, right? So the Native Americans, they're really upset. They're like, listen, you know, why don't you tell the truth to the people, you know? So apparently since 1970, right, that 30 and 20 is about 50 years. For 50 years, every single year on the day of Thanksgiving, the Native Americans, the Wampanoag tribe, right, and their elders, and the people who support them and, you know, kind of feel for them, they all gather at this certain place every single year on Thanksgiving since 1970, and they celebrate or commemorate and mourn and recall what they say is the day, National Day of Mourning. Right, so every single year at 12 noon on Plymouth Rock on Coles Hill, they commemorate National Day of Mourning. It's kind of like Al Quds Day rally. So they gather at the feet of the great Chief Sachem Metkamet Ibn Usamequin's statue, and they exchange stories and they talk about the reality of what happened, etc. They mourn, they reflect, they're trying to create a discourse, you know, and they really, you know, bring up and talk about all the massacres and crimes and tragedies that have happened in the history of the United States of America against the Native Americans, and this oppression and this tyranny that continues to this day against the Native American population of the United States of America. There you go, right? Every single year, the National Day of Mourning. And it's not just there. There's another day of mourning, which we haven't even talked about because we don't have time, because they don't want to give us more time on the episode, right? And that is the Indigenous People's Sunrise Ceremony that is held in California also every single year since 1969. You guys need to comment and be like, increase this guy's time. Please don't write decrease this guy's time. Anyway, so I have one quote from one of the founders and one of the activists and one of the people who founded the National Day of Mourning. He is an activist from the Wampanoag tribe, and his name is Frank James. And he says that the Wampanoags welcoming the English settlers was perhaps our biggest mistake. In your face, colonialist settlers. The biggest mistake. All right, so now this is towards the end. Actually, this is the end. We're just gonna do two more things, so just bear with us. I mean, you guys are having a good time as it is. So we are gonna be doing the numbers on Keeping It Real. So let's do the numbers. He's probably gonna bring up a face of a guy named, I don't wanna bring him up because I don't wanna give him too much credit, but I really used to like this guy, and he used to do something that was called Let's Do the Numbers. So we kinda wanted to, you know, in not really an ode to him, but I wanted to do the numbers too, right? So let's do the numbers. Because as you know, wherever there is murder and destruction, there's always somebody that's making some money. Cha-ching! And so of course we see that in the modern day, Thanksgiving has become this beautiful fake capitalista myth, which of course, as we said, is there to create money. Now, so we're doing the numbers. I couldn't memorize all of this stuff on the script, so I'm just gonna read it off and just kind of make it sound cool while he brings stuff on the screen, right? So, 1, 2, 3. 40 million whole turkeys are eaten in the United States of America at Thanksgiving. 40 million turkeys. A full 50% of all whole turkeys sold in the United States of America for the year occurs in Thanksgiving. 50% of all turkeys sold in the year occurs on Thanksgiving. right? And we have some good sources. Hopefully he'll bring them up too. An estimated total of $783 million was spent on Turkey Thanksgiving 2020. $783 million. Thanksgiving 2021 estimates showed that Americans were expected to spend $927 million. 2021, $927 million. Now, let me tell you, that old farmer, he ain't making none of that money. It's that capitalista that's making all that money. $96 million is spent on stuffing at Thanksgiving. $96 million. Kraft sells 40 million boxes of stove top stuffing mix each October through December. It's a shame, I can't even read it. 40 million boxes from October through December. Kraft. 40% of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup sales occur around Thanksgiving. 40% of Campbell's soup. 80 million pounds of cranberries are purchased at Thanksgiving. 80 million pounds. Ocean Spray sells 80% of its jellied cranberry sauce the week of Thanksgiving. Ocean Spray. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving happens to be the busiest travel day of the entire year. And what just happens to coincidentally be one of the two largest online shopping days in America in the whole year? You guessed it, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So you ask, what's the connection, Mr. Keeping It Real? Well, I'm just gonna read it. This is a 5-day shopping bonanza where everybody goes crazy and starts spending all the money they have and even the money that they don't have. And it starts from Thanksgiving, goes on through Black Friday, and ends at Cyber Monday. We're doing the numbers. In 2020, 186.4 million. That's 186,400,000 duped and bamboozled American consumers shopped in store or online from Thanksgiving Day through Black Friday to Cyber Monday. You didn't understand, did you? In 2020, 186.4 million people shopped. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. In 5 days online shopping and in store, how many people? 186.4 million people. You know what the total population of the United States of America is? 300 million, approximately. That means that over half the population in this Thanksgiving shopping bonanza went out either online or in store to shop. Right? And check this out, Black Friday 2020, due to COVID pandemic concerns and the possibility that you could die if you went to shop in stores, consumers duped and bamboozled shoppers in America spent a whopping $9 billion online. And on Cyber Monday 2020, that's one day, and on Cyber Monday 2020, duped and bamboozled American consumers then dropped another whopping $10.8 billion. So if you do the math, so 2 days of shopping results in $19.8 billion. And we call them duped and bamboozled. We have our reasons. Now, you all must be, I'm kind of tired, but now you all must be thinking, man, you know, these Amerikanskis, they got a lot of money, right? You know, they just, actually, it's quite unfortunate that a lot of this money, if not the majority, is not cash that these people have. It's called debt slavery. So, in conclusion, we're keeping it real and we're bringing Thanksgiving in their own words. The words of the Native Americans. Wampanoag activist and organizer of the National Day of Mourning, Mr. Wamsutta Frank James, says the pilgrims had hardly explored the shores of Cape Cod for 4 days before they had robbed the graves of my ancestors and stolen their corn and beans. Shame on you. And indigenous activist and decolonizer with Seed Sovereignty, Christine Nobis, says it's past time to honor the indigenous resistance, tell our story as it really happened, and undo romanticized notions of the holiday that have long suppressed our perspective. And finally, tribal citizen and member of the Kiowa Gourd clan and Oje Owinge Pueblo Winter clan, Mr. Dennis W. Zotir, says, to most natives, Thanksgiving is not a celebration. Natives, particularly in the New England area, remember this attempted genocide as a factual part of their history and are reminded each year during the modern Thanksgiving. In your face, ya gringo, pilgrim, colonizer, capitalista, settler, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Control with it.
So finally, we are keeping it real. Listen, first of all, don't just choose one day to give thanks. Matter of fact, give thanks every single day of the year, like us Muslims do. We give thanks every single day of the year. Second, please start commemorating Thanksgiving as a day of remembrance to remember and commemorate all that happened to the Native Americans. Third, please teach and learn the true history of the colonialist pilgrims and the oppressed Native Americans, both in your schools and in your universities. Fourth, for God's sake, stop spending all that ridiculous amount of money and start helping some of the disenfranchised people in the world. And last but not least, number five, you Americanos better learn that you are living on somebody else's land and they just might come wanting it back one day real soon. So you better watch out. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. I'm sorry. Ending. Yeah, well, either get fired or just hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It was like an ocean of people coming out to like support the Islamic Republic and the system. It was so cool, right? You know, Manoto and VOA and I don't know, BBC Persia. Why don't you guys show these videos? You know, it's like, come on. Step it up, guys. Come on, CNN, Fox News. Really? What is it saying? 20 minutes? That's enough to get us killed, I think. I didn't research that part. Oh man, is it really that long? I had a lot of cuts in between. Are you serious? Oh shoot,
you didn't
man. Okay. We have to make a difference, you know? We are telling the truth, and sometimes the truth takes more than 8 minutes.
18 minutes.